Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. Enter Health Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as Enter Food, Coconut Milk Powder, Liver Cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night Organic Preparedness Pail, a preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting Enter Health supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the Enter Health banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enter Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 2/28/2019. It is a live Thursday night show. I'll tell you what, every single time that I try to get on this air now, the little pukes, the little pimple-faced little NSA pukes, the little kitties, the jerks and asses in the NSA or whoever tries to do it has knocked me off the box again. I was perfectly online for the last 10 minutes, and then right at 6 p.m., even though I'm showing I'm still online, they knock off my Skype. So anyway, I'm here. And I will tell you this. The idea is to make it look unprofessional and to get you not to listen. But the real deal on this thing, let me tell you what it is. The real deal is we hit the nail on the head. And consequently, I'm telling you, that is the trick that they try to do it, and that is what they don't like. And the last thing they didn't like, I'm going to go right back to it, was when I was talking to somebody in the email about tectonic weapons on the West Coast and how I sent that in, and I guess I said I don't like the fact I talked about tectonic weapons on air last night, and that email was totally stripped of any information. And the person who got the header of the email said there's no email here. I went back and looked at what I sent, and it was sent and received fine. So somebody wiped it in between here and there. So when I brought that out again, then they knocked me off the air. Well, that's be that as it may. I'm going to tell you what. So I'm going to go right now to something that's quite interesting. This is what I'm going to go to. I was going to do something different tonight, but let me just tell you. There's a whole deal. The secret space program. Let's just talk about that. We've talked about that a great deal in the past. And there's a lot of information that Brother Steve Quayle received, and I received, and that others who I know also have been involved in. Now, there is sometimes there's stuff that I don't know if I can prove it or whatever, but I'm just going to tell you there is breakaway technology that is way in advance of even what the regular military's top secret stuff is right now, although it originally started with the military and is still involved with it, it basically is subjugated or sublimated inside of corporations. And the corporations, you can imagine who they might be, you know. And some of the corporations that allegedly are involved with the interplanetary corporate conglomerate, the ICC, according to Disclosure Wikia, is a conglomerate of corporations from all over the world that build aerospace technologies. Basically, all of the corporations that have come together, pooled their resources, and created a vast infrastructure in our solar system. Now, the ICC allegedly has 11 bases on Mars, allegedly, which include manufacturing plants, labs, R&D, and weapons facilities. In the presentation, she states, this one woman, Elena Kapolnik, which I'm not familiar with her, but I'm just reading this. She states that the ICC space station platforms, are based on original schematic designs of Wernher von Braun, the operation Nazi scientist, paperclip scientist, smuggled into the U.S. at the end of World War II to work for NASA. He started to work for DISC, D-I-S-C, Defense Intelligence Space Command. And that is what was out of Huntsville, Alabama. And load all the brothers of the kudzu down there, all my brothers, hide in the kudzu, like old FFS, old Mr. Farrell. And shout out to you all. And apparently that the companies involved, this allegedly per her, in building infrastructure on ICC, Interplanetary Corporate Conglomerate Mars bases, a mixture of U.S. and German companies, including, she says, and allegedly, TRW, General Dynamics, Lockheed, as far as I know, makes the TR-3Bs and TR-4s and maybe larger things. Douglas, Northrop Grumman, ExxonMobil, NASA, JPL, Boeing, Astro, and Fine Work Kinetic, Adlershof, GmbH, Bayer, and Alliance Technology. And that's allegedly per this lady. And apparently, the secret space program, they divided into different groups: Interplanetary Corporate Conglomerate, Lunar Operations Command, Mars Defense Forces, Solar Warden, and Nachtwaffen. And just let's go down this a little bit here, because I'll tell you what. This is what the National Security Administration was originally created, okay, to deal with, to intercept space communications and to look out for those things coming upon this planet. And they have always been the ones that have had the MIBs, the men in black, and all of that stuff to oversee and to look in into all the experiencers and all the different people. And then many of their people, I've talked to you about individuals who were NSA, allegedly, and that they were chosen, allegedly, they were chosen while in other naval services, which they were sublimated, full membership and sublimated in, like Navy, Air Force, Army, different things like that, right? But let's just say that you had an individual who was chosen, and there were a number of these, and I started finding out about this years ago, and then I finally met somebody who was involved in it. that they had selected. And incidentally, if you haven't been watching Project Blue Book on the History Channel, they're telling some real interesting stuff. They're doing it fictionally, but they're doing it in such a way as to let some cats out of the bag, so to speak. And the utilization of people who could telepathically listen or hear or communicate with aliens. So there was a program to try to take people and to put them with some of the aliens or hybrids that are also around, or some of the actual fallen angels that came into contact and that were involved, and that in different times that the NSA, other parts of the military, and even U.S. presidents like Eisenhower met with them, okay? Different aliens. And some people, just as, you know, the famous movie where the ship comes down and they're flashing the lights, da 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 da, ba 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 ba. Remember with the music, you know? And there goes Richard Dreyfuss off to, you know, wherever. Well, they were selecting people back then to go to an alien planet, that Serpo planet or whatever, if that's the correct name or if it's another name. But I'm telling you that I know people who have flown in this stuff and have been in jump rooms that jumped somewhere else, who've been on Mars, and blown on crap. And the fact of the matter is, like I was saying, they had a program to select in the late 60s, to select, and maybe beforehand, according to this Blue Book thing that's on the History Channel, to select people who were the top communications people in the military, NSA, and various services, CIA, whatever, EIAIO, and to select them to go into a program where they would be allowed to mind meld or to become in communication and friendly to a certain degree with an alien being, and allow the alien to sort of then take them over and then to communicate telepathically with them, which then would be far in advance of any radio communication, or these days any laser communication. But the telepathic communication would then allow them to give the communication from the alien to the NSA. But now the other side of the coin is they wanted to possibly utilize them as a weapon against the aliens and as an intelligence officers against the aliens. Now, this whole deal is quite interesting, because if you look into Lunar Operations Command, according to Disclosure Wikia, the LOC is a demilitarized zone on the moon. It is an area where secret space program personnel rendezvous before going further out into the solar system and beyond. It serves as a neutral zone for the various SSPs. It also acts as an air traffic control for our solar system. LOC allegedly has three sites, LOC Alpha, LOC Bravo, LOC Charlie. Now, that makes all the sense in the world. At the same time, you have the Red Chinese, who have been on the dark side of the moon, apparently, and wish to explore the moon and wish to become part of the game or whatever, and they want to develop a smaller power station in the stratosphere between the years 2021 and 2025. A megawatt level solar facility in space by 2050 at even larger power generators. Well, guys, you don't need to necessarily do that if you know how to do some other things. But I'm going to tell you, they're going definitely at whatever's up there and want a piece of the pie. Now, it's hard to nail all this stuff down, but because of divulging of tectonic weapons and laser weapons and electromagnetic pulse weapons and such, and the fact that the MMV, the Mighty Men of Valor, led by a general who Brother Quayle met personally when he walked in one day. Let's just say El Doctore, okay? The doctor. Oh yeah, now I'm getting back. Now I'm getting some feedback on that. Okay. So you see, we're hitting the thing on nail on the head again. And one of the things is, when talking to a source in this world the other night, we were talking about certain items, and all of a sudden they started giving me a big heterodyne kind of whine on the cell phone. So you see, they monitor it. And guess what we were talking about? We were talking about how this new Project Blue Book on the History Channel is sort of a divulging of letting go of some secrets. Now, other things they've got, apparently, Mars Defense Force. The main defense organization on Mars, okay, describes the main function is to defend Mars Colony Corporation, allegedly, from indigenous Martian species, including a native reptoid and insectoid, raptor and mantid type ET species. Then there's Solar Warden Program, which I've known about, and Ronald Reagan talked about this back then, where he talked about large ships, you see, that would defend. The Solar Warden is a program run by the U.S. Navy, allegedly responsible for monitoring all incoming and outgoing traffic in the solar system. It patrols and defends our solar system. Some secret space program experiencers have suggested that Solar Warden's real purpose is to protect the surface of the Earth to thwart ET disclosure. I don't know about the thwart disclosure, but they are, and there are people that are out there to protect the Earth. And the MMV and stuff, who were not Navy, but they also have stood in the gap against aliens coming here and have been in fights. They now say, these people, that Solar Warden was created in the 70s, 80s, is a mid-level secret space program, and that the apparently the ICC has more advanced ships. And then the Nock weapon, this is a German term, literally meaning night weapons, but better translated as dark fleet. And so consequently, that is a German fleet. Well, there have been the Nazis, I believe, went to the moon in the 40s. Because, as Brother Quayle's great book, Empire Beneath the Ice, where he has pictures with relative sizes of various Nazi spacecraft that were under research, and most of them were under old Hans Gammler. You see, there was the Schriever Flugenkreisel, and then there were the Hanabau 1, Hanabau 2, Hanabau 3, etc. The Hanabau 1, they say, was about 25 meters across, carried a crew of 8, and this is back in 1939. It reached a speed of 2,982 miles per hour. And later, up to 10,563 miles per hour. It had the Tula Drive, T-H-U-L-E, Tula. Later was called the Tula Tachyonator. By the end of 42, the Hanabao 2 was ready. Oh, and incidentally, the Hanabao 1 was equipped with power ray guns and revolving towers and four machine guns, and it had a 60% outer space capability. The Hanabao 2 carried between 9 and 20 people, had a Tula Tachyonator drive, and near the ground reached a speed, near the ground, of nearly 6,000 kilometers per hour. It could fly in space and had a range of 55 flying hours. And then at the time, there already were large capacity craft, like the Vril 7 with a diameter of 120 meters, 131 yards, longer football field for the diameter. And a short while later, the Hanabao 3, the showpiece of all discs, was ready, and it was 77 yards across. It was film flying, and it could transport 32 men, could remain airborne for 8 weeks, and reached at least 4,349 miles per hour, according to documents in the secret SS archives, and up to 24,854 miles per hour. Out in space. And that was in the 40s. The Hanabao 4 was slated to be built in 46, appears never to have been completed. The size of the saucer was going to be real big, but the Hanabao 3, there's pictures of it, there's one sitting on the moon. And then they go into the Nazi laser and the ray weapons that they had in the 40s. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, do you think maybe like the B-52 is not the state-of-the-art bomber? That we might have a scenario here where something else is going on? And I tried to get a lot of this information to President Trump the best I could, but I'm not going to quit doing that because now he's surrounded by all the enemy camp. And I don't know where he's at or where he's able to do or where he's going to go. He has the right idea, but he doesn't know what he already commands, okay, or could command if he had the ability to do so. But his generals are sitting around him just like people sat around Caesar, okay? And beware the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. Because there's still a hungry look in Pence's eye. And all of his people seem to be operating outside of his thing. And his new attorney general hasn't said diddly squat. And under his watch, Trump is getting attacked while he's over there trying to make a deal or trying to negotiate with Kim Jong-un. And I'll tell you what. And then the little Pecker Woods got to play games with old Hawk. And you've got all this kind of stuff going on. And then you don't think stuff is happening now? You've got President Trump under massive attack. You've got Bibi Netanyahu under massive attack. Okay? And let me just tell you something. Let me give you a truth. Old Hawk was early on in the political game and met some of these people. All right? I was going to be slated because, I got the vote out and all this stuff. And I was going to be slated to go to law school and plug into the state representative and then go beyond that, you see? Years ago. Well, I dropped out of that when I saw the first full-fledged county-wide caucus, okay, where they sold off all the stuff and all the things. So you can imagine you go back into Tammany Hall, read books about it, read books about Chicago, read books about Tom Pendergast, in Kansas City, who was one of the biggest bosses, read books about all the different major cities, and you've got the idea. When you get to the head of the class to become President of the United States, you are not squeaky clean in any shadow of the imagination. President Trump probably is more squeaky clean than people who've come before him. But that doesn't mean it's Goody Two-Shoes and the milquetoast little minister from the parish or the church in a town of 5,000 people where you're not trying to run New York City or run the world or be at the top level of the game. Yet the Lord can still use him. That doesn't mean that he is perfect. He's a perfect Christian. He obviously is not. I don't think I'm perfect at all either, because the Lord sure called up somebody who was a junkyard dog. But I'm going to tell you what, that's the beauty in the Lord Jesus. If you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, he will start to take over your life and start to wash you clean. But some of us got a lot of dirt, you know. There are some dirty shirts and clothes out there that need to be continually washed. And you need to continually repent in many cases. But the trick of the matter is, and it's not a trick, it's the best deal in town, and you better choose Lord Jesus. But here in Iowa, if you are a homeschooler, there's now a bill that's come out. This is at the Natural News, and it was an article Wednesday, February 27th, by Lance Johnson, D. Johnson. And apparently, this term vaccine hesitancy is posed, according to the WHO, the World Health Organization, who are also the ones that oversaw vaccine production over there in Hungary, that you remember where they tried to give you the vaccine and it would have given you the new bird flu, swine flu mix, and that it was used in Mexico where the outbreak took place. But what they're talking about, Big Pharma FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb has called on the states to limit vaccine exemptions and to strip parents of parental rights in the war to achieve the max vaccine compliance is moving into a bold new territory. They're now going to target homeschool families, and many homeschool families do not follow the CDC's full vaccine schedule, and some families opt out of vaccines altogether. Iowa State Representative Mary Masher has proposed a piece of legislation to target homeschool families.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive Radio Network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies. ladies and gentlemen, this is Hawk on Survive2Thrive.net. And let me just say this to you. You can get a hold of Enter Health Botanicals at www.enterfood.com, or you can call them at 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, and I'm going to tell you, you can get a hold of the 40-day, 40-night pails, long-term storage food, fully organic. You can get the meal replacement powders, the inner food, which will give you all with a shake or two a day, the basic nutrients you need to stay alive when you're hiding in a cane break from the man you can't seem to shake. You're down on old Louisiana One or one of them kind of things in that tall cane. And hello to all my friends down there in the Louisiana. And if you're there, you maybe need to drink a shake or two. There's also other meal replacement powders. And there's also the things, the bladderwrack root and all the different stuff that can help to nullify or to modify or mollify or reduce the effects of radiation. Now, why do we need maybe something like that? You got India and Pakistan going to it, toe-to-toe, tit-for-tat, right? This is going back to 2004 when Brother Steve Quayle and I talked about, he said, Hawk, take me around the world and what you see. India and Pakistan was one of the keys back then that I talked about. Iran, Venezuela, we talked about all of it, Cuba. And it's all now coming to pass, you see, because it fits with Ezekiel 38:39 and Isaiah 17, which deals with Damascus, and we've seen all of that go through. When you get in touch with innerfood.com or with Inner Health Botanicals at the 866-762-9238, you tell them old Hawk sent you. And keep old Hawk on the air and doing good, all right? Now, ladies and gentlemen, the preparation is a key scenario, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to need to be prepping up as best you can. But I'm going to tell you what. If you want to help me stay on the air and keep old Hawk striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and then secondarily warning you what is to come and the best possible scenario I can see on what the Lord has told me or what I've seen from my spot on the old watchman's wall. And I have to give that to you as best I see it. What you do with it is your own affair. If you decide to take it to the Lord in prayer, if it's not real for you, then you do what you want. If you do see value and what is being said, then you may want to prepare and continue to prepare. And I know that's boring. We would like to win the election with Trump and everything would be hunky-dory. But I'm going to tell you what, you see 10 or 12 foot of snow in the Sierra Nevada, or more snow even on up in other mountains, up into the Cascades, and you're going to see that crap melt. And when it comes to melting, I've already been hearing from my good old friends up there who survived the campfire. Their road survived the campfire, but just north of them are those dams up there that almost came down before a couple of years ago. Well, you're going to see pressure on the dam because they've been up working on those dams, you see. Aha! And you remember that dam also had a Lawrence Livermore, allegedly, lab inside of the dam structure itself, which is an earthenware dam. But apparently they've been working on the spillway and some stuff. To the benefit of it or to the detriment of it, one does not know. But I'm going to tell you what, a little tectonic pop up there, a little push on that, and some weather X, some rain, snow, and that dam is going to go, and that stuff's going to roll downhill, as they say, and you could threaten millions of people in California with the flood waters. We already got, we've got the Russian River overflowing, and you got Monte Rio and the other little town right there. And guess where that's located? You remember the giant owl in the redwood forest? The one where old Alex Jones went in, got videotape of it in there? Remember that? That's right next to Monte Rio. Bohemian Grove! That area's all flooding out. I hope that's the Lord striking them down. But you see, this whole flooding system is coming. Now there's also all of the tectonic events we talked about. Alaska, all the different items, California, Nevada, all the different stuff up and down the coast. There's a reason President Trump got out of the jet in Elmendorf to go in and talk and to give a nice talk to all of the people up there, because they're right on the firing line with Russia. Right before what could be a nuclear war. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most wanted. It can be FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes. It could be a silver dimes or a silver dollar or a tenth ounce of gold or whatever it might be. Check, money order, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And God bless the man from Warren Soul Drive and from that brother in North Dallas. Anyway, I will say this. You've got to keep getting that extra can of chunky soup, because if the state of Iowa now, not only are these Luciferian scum passing laws like in New York City that Governor Baby Killer Cuomo, who's no better than a mamaluke who would put the babies to the sword, the Christian babies and Jewish babies to the sword, or the guy in The Loving Doctor, the governor of Virginia, but all of these killing late-term abortion and kill the baby after it's born, peel its organs out and sell them allegedly to Planned Parenthood, who then sells them, you know, on the market so we can have hybrid animals and chimeras and, you know, human and pigs, and all the Hollywood stars can just get beautiful, you see. And then also, maybe we can make some clones, you see, and then have them pump out that young blood, right? So that these ambrosia people can sell that to the elite. Remember, we've talked about adrenochrome. Well, up on Alex Jones's website, there's a real interesting story about adrenochrome and how America eats its own, the elites. And you might want to read it, interestingly enough, that the EpiPens, allegedly, as they get older and when they start to oxidize, because EpiPens allegedly originally created to counteract nerve toxin, you know, like BX gas and nerve toxin attacks by U.S. military, because you would jab up into your leg to try to counteract it and to start a adrenaline rush to counteract the effects of it. But allegedly, the EpiPens, allegedly, as they oxidize, turn into a type of adrenochrome. No wonder the price went up on EpiPens, you see. Allegedly. But now, the vaccine state, you see, in Iowa, State Representative Mary Masher, M-A-S-C-H-E-R, proposed a piece of crap legislation that would target homeschoolers in their homes to enforce compliance of Iowa's HF-272, and it would require homeschool families to submit proof of their child's vaccination record to the state, and then require those families to submit, force them to submit in Iowa to quarterly health and wellness and safety checks, which will be conducted by officials from Health and Human Services Department, accompanied by law enforcement officers, who, if you're not in compliance, will then grab your kids and give them to the people and maybe arrest mom and dad in the homeschool world. Oh, I hope my friends at Dunlap are on this up there and the other areas of Iowa that I've got some friends in, Wutcher and Des Moines and Ames and different places. And an old friends, I don't know if they're still around, from old Waterloo, Iowa, you know? Oh, I remember the good old days, too, you know, of Pat Hazel and the Mother Blues Band out of Iowa, and then old Bo Ramsey and the Third Street Sliders. Quite an interesting era. So quarterly health home visits with the police, cops there to arrest if there's a violation. Mandatory. That's the state going to forcibly jab your child. And if not, they're going to shoot you and arrest you or take your kid from you. That's if you're able to keep your child alive from all of the jabs they're supposed to get early on, before you may have even known about any of this. I'm going to tell you what. Interesting article in shtfplan.com. You know what that is. It says, here's how you die when the you-know-what hits the fan, and how to prevent an untimely demise. Top 10 ways you die in a long-term disaster. Like if little Kim decides to dump the two nukes out of his satellites and do an EMP. Or if the new specialized technology that the Russians, Iranians, the Chinese have, we have some of it, but the Russians seem to have perfected it, which creates a territorial or mini EMP if necessary, just like they did to the USS Donald Cook and to those other destroyers that are the Arleigh Burke class, Aegis class destroyers that they took out over the last few years. I remember one of the first use of that technology was two Marine helicopters that were going back years and years ago to Camp David. One of them got taken out of the sky. Do you remember at Navarre Beach a couple years ago near Eglin Air Force Base, near Eglin, and where a lot of special ops flights take place out of there too, where there was a green fog that the two helicopters got involved in. The one was able to power and pull out of it. The other one was engulfed in the green fog and went down into the Gulf. You remember the Jets coming out of South Carolina that just whoosh into the Georgia woods. This is the technology I'm talking about. This could also be applied to the power grid. But that's one of the long-term scenarios. A nuclear war, a collapse of the stock market, tectonic war, or just quakes, shakes, volcanoes in California is one of the new criteria, or one of the new possible things that the state of California and other scientific people are starting to talk about, is a 5 or 6 or 7 volcanoes in California and up into the Cascades. But here's what it is. You die of thirst or waterborne illness. Number one. Hepatitis A, viral gastroenteritis, cholera, shigellosis, typhoid, diphtheria, polio. The other word is dehydration. If you don't have it, you die of thirst. Number two, you die from fantasy world planning. So many preppers have poorly thought out plans for survival. They think, I'll live off the land. I'm the great hunter, you know, and I'll hunt rabbits and deer. Yeah, and the deer have got the Jakob Creutzfeldt's, the equivalent, the wasting disease that'll make you jiggle your brain and shake, 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 and you'll fall over like an idiot and die. And they also think, well, I'm going to plant seeds, and here's the deal. They don't understand that gardens and crops can fail for innumerable reasons. And the answer to this is that they should buy as much food as they can possibly get. Number three, you'll freeze to death. You'll die of carbon monoxide, or you don't have enough firewood, or the wood stoves, or something is wrong, or you see you just don't have it. You're going to do it. Four, you'll starve to death. FEMA won't be coming at all in a widespread disaster. You know why? Because FEMA's first duty is continuity of government, COG, C-O-G, to protect the big shots in their underground Valhalla bunkers, you see. And they'll come back out after the dust has settled and we only have a semblance of a population, perhaps. And I'm going to tell you, it'll be those that are protected by the Lord Jesus and who have done some preparation. You get murdered. When you are shot or by raiders or looters. So you'd better be prepared if you don't have a firearm. You see how they're going after them now very hard. If you've got a pistol, then go out and get a shotgun. If you got a pistol and a shotgun, go out and get a pistol, a shotgun, go out and get a rifle. Now that could be a bolt action, scoped, you know, hunting rifle. Excellent thing to have, because then you can shoot out a great number of yards. But nice to have one of them and a 223 or 308 or a 7.62 by 39, the peasant's weapon, the old AK variant, the semi-automatic variant. I'm not saying go out and get a fully automatic anything. But like an AK variant, Chinese or a Mahdi or, you know, any of the different brands that you might find of them. And they're virtually indestructible. You get sick. Standards of cleanliness and what have you. And the medical care is going to be non-existent, so you better get some of the herbal tinctures that InterHealth Botanicals has for you. And colloidal silver and all the different things we've talked about over the years. another good book on that. Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures. Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures. Another good one right there. There's another book, How to Survive the 25 Most Dangerous Biological Weapons by Pamela Weintraub. Weintraub, Weintraub. How to Survive the 25 Most Dangerous Biological Weapons. Another good book. All of the different books that you can get a hold of, that's another thing. You might get an infection. You better have some of the old fish antibiotics, allegedly, that they might work in a pinch, according to old Dr. Alton and other different people, and other people have had experience with them. You might want to get some of them because, allegedly, you can look them up on a physician's Dex reference. You can look them up and you can see that they're actually, with the colors and the lettering and the numbers on the side, are the same ones made for humans, allegedly. But you check that out with your care provider, with your doctor, your nurse practitioner. You see what you got. But old doctor, I think Joe Alton, MD, who's also, I believe, I don't know if he's still on our station here or not, but he used to be GS Radio, you know. So consequently, those are some ways you can die. And those are the keys to prepping. And another thing, it's interesting because I looked at this over the weekend. I was watching some of the history channels, ancient top tens and that kind of stuff. And they started talking about the library at Alexandria in Egypt, where the Romans, when the Romans attacked Alexandria in Egypt, which allegedly that was started by Alexander the Great, that was one of the cities he put into Egypt after he conquered it, that library that, you know, Archimedes and all of the great inventors and scientists of that era used to go to and study it, and the Romans destroyed over 550,000 scrolls and books and tablets and what have you in the Alexandria Library. That loss of all of that knowledge, scientific knowledge and technology from the turn of this, from the beginning of the written world on, that could have had Atlantean knowledge in it as well. That goes back to Atlantis, where the Atlanteans, probably a fallen angel culture, you see, or that kind of a thing, they blew themselves up with the electromagnetic and the high technology, allegedly, and then they took records to various places during the world, across the world, hall of records, supposedly under the Sphinx on the Giza Plateau, the 1 foot of the Sphinx, which incidentally, that area down there has been excavated, but nobody knows what was found. You know, they know, but the elite know, not you and I. But there also was another time, and it was the siege of Baghdad by the Mongols. At that time, in Baghdad, which was a huge city with thick walls, the Mongols took them down pretty quick, got inside, and there were so many losses, so many records and scrolls and books and tablets and what have you from the House of Wisdom in Baghdad, that apparently the rivers there, Tigris, Euphrates, or whatever it was next to, turned black with the amount of ink of the scrolls and stuff that the Mongols threw in there, and once again destroyed all the scientific knowledge. I've alluded to this before, but it would behoove you, If you think the computers are going to be around for your children to learn, don't you think it would be better to buy the last best quality hardback, you know, Encyclopedia Britannicas or Americana or World Book or whatever that at least would give you some of that information? Or books of chemical processes and mechanical processes and engineering and how to build a machine. And just for the kids, you know, grammar books, history books, science books, you know, government books, you know, citizenship type books. All of the things, plus religious books. Bibles, you see, that you would then have those along with the school books for grade school, you know, science books, math books, all the different items. I've gone out, I bought some of these just recently myself. It's called the Complete Middle School Study Guide, Science. Everything you need to ace science in one big fat notebook. And it's got, you know, I'm looking at here, centripetal forces, electric forces, friction, weight, solubility, concentration, solvents, heterogeneous mixtures, all the different things. I'm talking about all kind of science, but you want to get some for high school as well as middle school. And don't go into their loose berry knife without a fight. Prepare for your family, for your children. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology from high above. Strike blows. Thank you.